My name is Connie Krawczyk. I'm a professor in microbiology and immunology, and I just started my lab back in April of last year, so I'm new to McGill. I also want to convince you that not only do we have husbands or wives, we have kids and families, and we do stuff outside of science. We're not these creatures that hang out in the research laboratories and are only interested in that. So when I was thinking of what to say today about my lab, I was putting myself in your position where you are now, and mine's advancing as well. why immunology? So I never intended to be an immunologist. I never thought I would be an immunologist. In fact, I studied molecular biology and genetics at Guelph and thought I would be an expert in gene transcription and gene regulation. But in my fourth year, I took an immunology class and fell in love with this system that our bodies have that are able to detect anything, any kind of threat, any kind of injury, a tumor, whatever, and respond accordingly and protect an organism, I guess, against any kind of disease. And what's cool tying signal transduction and immunology together is that these cells respond to their environment, they change, they differentiate, they travel throughout the body, they communicate to other cells, and all of these processes are driven by signal transduction pathways. So they're communicating within the cell, between cells, about what's going on in something much larger, in an organism, in this case. So those are the reasons why I find immunology to be the best discipline out there and the coolest thing to work on. And what I'm interested more specifically in studying is this balance of the immune response. So in some cases, you need a very active immune response to protect against these threats, such as tumors and microorganisms. But if you don't have the right type of response, or you don't have a self-limited response, you develop other kinds of diseases, and these are inflammatory diseases like asthma, autoimmune diseases, and or just non-productive responses that are the immune system is responding, but it's not doing the right thing. It's not clearing the pathogen. And so what I'm interested in studying specifically are cells called dendritic cells, and these cells are among the first responders to any type of threat. So they detect pathogens and tumors and pollutants and anything in our environment. And what happens is they differentiate differently depending on what they see. And this differentiation program is a signal transduction gene regulation program that is activated in a single cell type and leads to a phenotype acquisition of many different types. These cells can develop into many different cell types. And then these cells go on to initiate and induce specific types of immune responses that are capable of clearing pathogens or controlling injury or controlling inflammation or different kind of threats. So I thank you for your attention.